Continuing in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Nezikin, Halacha Beis, Ois Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze Bechinas, Haiman Deboi Lamehvi Chasido, Lekayim Mili Denezokin. The Gemara says, a person who wants to be very religious should fulfill the laws of Nezikin. Then the Gemara says, "Haiman deboi lemevi chassid elakai mili diovis." A second opinion over there is that if a person wants to be chassid, let him fulfill what's written in Pirkei Avos. And the third, va'amri lo, and there are those that say, "Mili debrachos," that what he should really be makbid in is the laws of making brachos if he wants to be considered chassid. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki kulo echad," all three of these are really one and the same. Ki efsher lekayim mili denezikin kiim al yedei shloisha bechinoi sanemorim b'maymanal. It's impossible for a person to be successful at inyonim of nezikin unless he does the three things that we spoke about from the Torah and Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. Dahainu, number one, sheyishmor moichoi v'daitoi mimachshavas chitzonius. That's the first thing. Number two, v'gam yechadesh esmoichoi al yedei bechinas sheino. He has to bring his chadshus to his moich through sleep. V'ze tolui be'emuna, chadoshim labekorim rabo emuna secho. Rabbein Zal quotes that pasuk in Likutei Moran there. Kishezoiche sheyeloi emuna shleimo kanal. That can only be when a person is zoiche to shleimo so emuna. Because when Rabbein Zal discusses the topic of sleep in Likutei Moran over there, he relates it to emuna. Vegam, and number three, tzorich lishmor ho'emuna al yidei emes shebelev, which means al yidei hachashmal anal, b'chinas imo desimesak halbaneha. These were the three steps. Vo'oz yochay lihiyos nizhor mehezik. And if a person is zoiche to do these three things b'shleimus, then he's zoiche to shleimus hadas, right? And we had learned earlier that when there'll be Shleimus Hadas, there'll be no more damage or destruction in the world. The wolf will live together with the sheep. Remember, there'll be no more Nezikin in the world at all. All Hezek comes from Pegam Hadas. So therefore, then a person will be protected fully from any Hezek, B'shoigeg, B'mezid, whether he's awake or asleep, and even from Hezek Re'ir, as we've discussed before. Correct? Now Rav Nosson Zal ties it into this whole statement. V'gimel b'chinoi seilu hanal, these three steps, heim b'chinas shloisha ovois, can be compared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are the three forefathers of the Jews. Chochma b'shleimus, for a Jew to be zeichet to shleimus ha-chochma, shehu shoyrish kol habriya, which is the origin of the whole foundation of the world, b'chinas kulam b'chochma osiso, as it says, Hashem created everything with chochma, ze b'chinas Avraham. That's the concept of Avraham Avinu. Shehu yimin, Avraham Avinu is compared to the right side, chesed, Avraham is known as the isha chesed, b'chinas mi sitra diyamina moicha chivra kikaspa kimuva. Because Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in Likutei Moran, when he talks about shleimus hamoichin, when he talks about the brain being in its purest state, he talks about the fact that on the right side, the moyach is silvery white. It's white like silver. That's called the moyach when it's in its good state. Kimuva b'mokam achar, as is brought in other places in Likutei Moran. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, who is the symbol of Chesed, which is the symbol of the right side, represents Tikkun HaMoichin. He represents Chochma B'Shleimus. V'zeh B'chinas, this is why there's a pasuk that says, Eile Toildois HaShemayim V'Horetz B'hi Baron. This is the story of heaven and earth when they were created. And the Medrash says, don't read it B'hi Baron, Be'Avraham. That the heaven and earth were based on Avraham. They were created be'Avraham, with the schus of Avraham Avinu. Ki kulam b'chachma asisa. Because we said before that with what did Hashem create everything? He created everything with chachma. Another word for chachma is Avraham. Because Avraham Avinu represents chesed, which represents chachma b'shleimus. It represents that whiteness of the Chachma, the silvery whiteness of Chachma. Misitra diyamina moicha chivra kikaspa. So now we've shown that Shleimus HaChachma is called Avraham. Next, Sheino, the step of going to sleep, She'oz ha-moyach bo b'toich emuna, which is when the moyach enters into an emuna stage, b'chinas laila, b'chinas choshech kanal, ze b'chinas Yitzchok. That represents Yitzchok, who is the symbol of givurois, b'chinas choshech. Yitzchok is the symbol of choshech, b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, v'techena einov meirois, that Yitzchok Avinu's eyes became dark. He couldn't see, he became blind. So we see that Yitzchok is an inyan of choshech. Yitzchok represents this shena at night, this emuna, where the moyach goes into this emuna state. Shehu bechinas Rosh Hashanah. Yitzchok Avinu is the symbol of Rosh Hashanah. Shehu bechinas pachad Yitzchok, ki yadua. Rosh Hashanah is the yom hadin, a yom of pachad, or it's called days of awe, yomim noroim, which is symbolic of Yitzchok. And that's why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to remind Hashem of the schus of the ayil shel Yitzchok. Va'oz hu bechinas sheino kiyadua, kimuva b'maymanal. And we know that on Rosh Hashanah kaviyochol, Hashem is in a bechina of the moichin are in a state of sheino. It's brought that that's one of the reasons for the blowing of the shofar. The Arizal says that the term Rosh Hashanah is miloshin sheino. That each and every single year, Hashem throws a sleep. Just like when Hashem wanted to create Chava in the beginning of creation, in order to be able to do it, he had to place a tardema on Adam. Adam had to be put into a deep sleep. In order for no Kabbalistic explanation, which you have mentioned a few times in the Likutei Halachos, explaining how every year, when the year begins, Kaviyochel, the Malchus, Hashem and the Shekhinah are back to back, ochar bochar. And in order for them to be productive, they have to be able to be ponim b'ponim. In order for that to happen, kaviyochel Hashem has to be able to slice between them. It's like they're Siamese twins connected by the back. Hashem has to be able to make a nesira, it's called, a slicing that separates kaviyochel Hashem and the Shekhinah, in order to allow them to turn to face each other, kaviyochel, so that there should be a yichud of ponim beponim. The Arizal explains this in great detail. And the Arizal says, in order for that to take place, there has to be a sleep. Just like when Chava was initially, just like originally Adam and Chava physically were born as Siamese twins, attached by the back. And in order for Hashem, in order for Chava to be able to become an entity which can give birth, Hashem had to cut them, separate them, and which allowed them to be able to turn around ponim b'ponim and make a yichud, which should produce children. The Arizal explains how this procedure takes place every single year. And at Rosh Hashanah, this tardema is placed, and that's one of the reasons for the blowing of the shofar, is to wake up from that tardema, to wake up. It's like the alarm clock waking up from that deep sleep. So we see that Rosh Hashanah is an inyan of Shena, an inyan of sleep. And we see also that Yitzchak Avinu, who's the symbol of Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak represents Shena, the sleep. The Choshech, Vatichena Einov Merois, the closing of the eyes, like one does at night when they're sleeping. So Avram Avinu was the first step of the procedure, the Chochma B'Shlemus. Yitzchak represents the Shena. And now, the Iker Hamtokas Pachad Yitzchok Bechina Sheino Hanal Hu Alidei Yaakov. The main sweetening of Yitzchok is Gevura. The main tikkun of Yitzchok, the sweetening of the Gevura, of the Sheino, is through Yaakov, Shehu Bechinas Emes. We know that Yaakov Avinu is called Emes throughout the Alter, Titein Emes Liyaakov. He represents that Emes Shebelev that we spoke about before. Bechinas V'doiver Emes B'lvavoy Kanal. That Or HaChashmal Shebelev, which we called Emes. Ki Yaakov Bechinas Emes Hu Machria Letzad Yemin. Yaakov Avinu is the one who tips the scales towards the right. Avraham is Chesed on the right. Yitzchok is Gevura on the left. Yaakov, who is Emes, is the one who's not perfectly in the middle, but rather he tips the scales a little bit to the right. Umamtik pachad Yitzchok. And he's the one who sweetens the midas hadin of Yitzchok, kenoida, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki Yaakov bechinas oyer haponim. Yaakov Avinu is known in Sifrei Chassidus and Kabbalah as the oyer haponim. Where do we see it from? It's a pasuk. Mevakshei Ponecho Yaakov Selo. That's one pasuk that it's proven from, that Yaakov Avinu is known as the Oyer HaPonim. And also, Ba'oyer Pnei Melech Chaim. There's other psukim that are brought as proof for it. But in any case, Yaakov Avinu represents this Oyer HaPonim. Dahainu Chidush HaMoichin Shemekable Meho Emuna B'Shas HaShena, which represents the Ischachus that the Moichin experienced during sleep. Shaydezeh Nischachna Moichin, where we said that during sleep is when the Moichin get their rejuvenation. Shehem Bechinas Avraham Kanal, the Moichin themselves are called Avraham. V'oz Nimtokim Kol HaGvurois, and then all Midas Hadin, all Gvura is sweetened. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas emes shebeleiv shemishom nimshach bechinas hachashmal anal bechinas imo demesak halboneho. Yaakov Avinu represents that emes shebeleiv, that light of chashmal, the concept of the mother who protects her children, shehu bechinas sukas sholem. Yaakov Avinu is called the sukkah. The three holidays, Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkos, correspond to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Shehu Bechinas Yaakov, Sukkah is Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas VeYaakov Nosa Sukkoso. There's a pasuk in Chumash which says that Yaakov Avinu traveled to a place called Sukkos. Ulemiknehu Osa Sukkos. And it says that he prepared Sukkos for his cattle. So we see that the Torah refers to Yaakov Avinu as the Inyan of the Sukkah, which is symbolic of the mother hovering over her children. The schach of the sukkah, which is the main part of the sukkah, represents that mesacheches al benoho. V'alkein Yaakov bechir sheba avois. That's why Yaakov Avinu is known as the choicest one of all the avois. Umitosoi shlema. He's the only one who was zoche that everything that was produced from him was all kedusha. Kihu kolu mishloshton. He's the combination of all three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ki iker tikun hamoyach vohemuna, shehu bechinas Avram v'Yitzchak anal, hu al yidei hachashmal anal, hanimshach al yidei emes shebelev, shehu bechinas Yaakov kanal. Because the main tikun of the moyach, which is Avraham, and the emuna, which is Yitzchak, is only brought about through the emes shebelev, which is Yaakov. V'alkein kolzman sheloi noilad Yaakov adayin loyhoyo hamoyach bishlemus. And this is why, until Yaakov Avinu was born, the moichin were not bishlemus. V'loyhoyo efsher lihishomer mehezik. And therefore it was impossible to avoid damage. What do we mean by damage? We mean bad things being created, being generated. Kimei Avraham yotzo Yishmoel. Because from Avram Avinu came forth a Yishmael, a destructive force. Ume Yitzchak, Esav. And from Yitzchak Avinu came forth an Esav Harosha. Shehein Mazike Alma Kanal. We learned before that those two, Esav and Yishmael, were called Mazike Alma, destroyers of the world. Shehechrivu Shnei Hamikdoshois. They're the ones who destroy the two Beis Hamikdoshes. Shehein Keneged Avram VYitzchak, which symbolize Avraham and Yitzchak, because they are destructive forces. Ki kolzman shelo nizgale Yaakov yefshe lishmor hamoyach bishleimus. Because until Yaakov Avinu came forth, until Yizrecha to have that v'dover emes bilvavoi, you haven't yet fully protected the chochma and the emuna. Ki ikar shmiras hamoyach al yedei emuna kanal. Because the main protection for the Moichin is only through Emuna, through Shena. And the main protection of Shena is only through that Emes Shebelev. So until you have Yaakov Avinu, until the whole thing is finished, you're in an incomplete, you're in a vulnerable mode. The Moichin are vulnerable, the Emuna is vulnerable. It's only when the thing is complete, when all three steps of the cycle are complete, then you have a fully protected item where there's no mazikin being created anymore. There's no Yishmoel, no Esav. Yaakov Avinu generated a mito shlema, all pure bread, you know, that kind of thing. Kain, now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hoistez, V'al Kain, Man de boyle me bechassido, bechinas moyach zach kakesef, bechinas avrom ishachesem. Therefore, the Gemara says, a person who wants to be chosid, which means he wants to be zecher to a pure moyach, which means that the moyach is silvery white, comparable to Avram Avinu, is known as Isha Chesed, whiteness. Lekayim mili denezikin kanal. Kikishenishmar mehezik, because when a person is zoicha to be fully protected from damages, vize yefsher kimai de bechinas hachashmal anal, and the only way that one gets to that is by completing the cycle here, having all three steps complete, meaning he has this chashmal, Shaydeze nishmar huemuno, vaydeze kiyam amoichin, kibeloize ef shalakai mili denezikin kanal, because until you have all three steps, you will not be able to be sholem in ezikin. Vialkein kishemekayim mili denezikin bavadai hu chosid. Therefore, a person who is zoichet to a shlemus in the inyan of nezikin, that person, his moyach, he's certainly a chosid. Dahainu, shemoichoi bishlemus. His moyach is shlemus, shehu bechinas Avram isha chesed. Vizehu, and this is why the Gemara says, v'amri lo, that there are those that say, mili davos, that the way to do it is by fulfilling Pirkei Avos, what it says in Pirkei Avos. Hainu hach, it means it's the same thing. Ki bevadai yefsher lishmor hamoyach, kidei shelo yovoi lidei hezik, it's impossible for a person to be zeche to protect his moyach, that he shouldn't be harmed by any hezekus or anything, unless he fulfills the three steps we spoke about earlier, which are comparable to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. Ki beloize yef shalishmor es hamoyach kanal. V'zehu v'amri lo mili debrachos. And this is why the third opinion over there was that the person should be particular about making brachas the right way. Ki ikar shmira milahazik hu toloi rak bebechinas hachashmal hanimshach me'aleivanal. Because as we learned earlier, the most important key to this whole thing is that third and final step, that chashmal shebelev. Dahainu shelo yeloi chemda beliboi. And Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier, what does that mean in Gashmi's terms? It means that a person should clean his heart out from junk, from having any chemda, desire for what's not his, right? That was called Sheker Shebelev. Remember where he denies the emes and how Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world and gave Reuven this and gave Shimon that, right? And this person thinks that he deserves what Hashem gave to Reuven. We said that that was the opposite of emes shebelev. Remember? That desire. So a person who zeche not to have this chemda shebelev, shaydezehu toivayin. Such a person is zeche to have a good eye. He looks good at whatever somebody else has. Bechinas toivayin hu yevoirach. And the pasuk says, one who has a good eye, he is blessed. He has bracha. Hepech ra'ayin shebo al yidei nefesh rechava, which is the opposite, which comes from nefesh rechava, a person who thinks everything belongs to him, everything is owed to him. Al yidei chemda saleh, because he desires whatever anybody else has. She'enoi ro b'shel chaveiroi, where his eye, he looks at an evil eye at what the other person has. She'oz yochoi lahazik chas v'shon deryosoi, such a person has the ability to do harm wherever he looks. Shezehu bechinas klola. That's the concept of a curse. What Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here is Bilam. If you recall the whole story of Bilam Harosha, the way the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, what's the difference between the students of Avraham and the students of Bilam? Students of Avraham have a good eye and a humble soul. They're happy with what they have and everything. The students of Bilam have an evil eye and nefesh rechava. Nothing's enough for them. They want more and more. And they have this ra'ayin. That's why Balak took Bilam to the top of the mountain and said, look at the Jews. I want you to look at the Jews. Why did he want him to look? Because he wanted Bilam to draw his ra'ayin into the Jews. Bilam was blind on one eye, right? Showing that he had this ayin ra. The Torah speaks about him as shesum ayin. And he had the ability that wherever he looked, he drew a klala into the thing. Just like any person who has an evil eye, when they look at something, they can damage it. They can cause the other person's crops to get destroyed. Right? Kemo Shomer Hazal, as the Zohar Kodesh says, "Bechol ma deistakel islatyo." Wherever he looked, he drew a curse into it. Whereas we said that a Jew who wants to be zeichet to go the right way has to get to a madrega where he does not have this chemda shebelev. V'yeloi lev toiv. Kidei sheyeh bebechinas toivayin hu yivarach. So that he should have a good heart, said he should have a good eye, said he should be able to draw a bracha wherever he looks, not klola. And if a person has that lev toiv, that emes shebelev, that chashmal shebelev, that emes shebelev, then he has a toivayin, where wherever he looks, he draws a bracha into the thing. This is why that third opinion says that if a person wants to be a chassid, he should fulfill brachos, meaning he should elevate himself to a level where wherever he looks, he draws bracha into the thing. You understand? He should be zechter at good eye. That's called chassid.
Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ze bechinas mashetam mishalem chatzi nezek umuad nezek sholem." Based on what we've learned till now, we'll be able to understand the law in the Gemara that an ox who gores the first two times, he's called a shur tam, and he only pays half of the damage that he caused, whereas from the third time and on, he pays full damage. Kihodom yeshloi das. A human being has das. V'tekif kishem mazik zebechinas pegama das. And as soon as a human being causes any damage, it's an inyan of pegama das. Shemishom boa hahezik, which is the cause of the damage. Shenimshach mebechinas chayas kone kanal, which is coming from a place of Esav, who is called the wild animal of the swamp. Chayas kone. Avla behemo ein lo das. Whereas an animal has no das. V'hu mebchinas noiga. Shechetzei toi v'chetzei ra. Behemois typically are associated with klipas noiga, which is considered semi-good, semi-bad. V'derech habehemo lahazik sheloi bekavona. Usually, the kind of damages that are caused by a behema are caused unintentionally. Kigoin beregel b'derech halichoso. For example, the animal stomps on something by accident as it's walking. Oy b'shein lahanoso. Or an animal eats from somebody's field, somebody's flowers, let's say, you know, for the sake of hano, just for the because the animal's hungry and it doesn't know how to read signs to say keep out, you know. Ukiyotze b'zo, similar things. Ki machmas shein lo das. Because of the fact that a behemah is lacking in das, usually that's what causes it to do the damage. Because all kinds of damage is caused from lack of das. Whereas that an animal should intentionally want to damage, so want to gore someone or that kind of thing. Lahazik bekavono shaloi lahanoso, meaning to cause intentional damage not for the sake of pleasure eating, kigoin bekeren, for example, to gore with its horns, ukiyotze, or something similar to that, zehu shinui. That's a major deviation from the norm of a cow or an ox. Vialkein eina semuad kiim b'shloisha pomim. This is why the Gemara says that the behemah is not a muad until it does it three times. V'koidem loze nikra tam, u'meshalem rak chatzi nezek. Prior to three times, it's considered a tam, and only plays half the damages. Ki meheichon nimsha sheyeh labehemo kavono lahazik, ach zehu mebechinas pegam hadas shel ho'odom. Where does it come that the animal should go out of its ordinary and want to gore someone, you know, just for the sake of hurting the person? That's coming from the pigam hadas of the owner. Shenifgam alidei pigam halev kanal, which the owner's das became pogum because of the fact that there's a pigam halev. Shenifgam bechinas hachashmal anal. Ukeshei nimshach hachashmal, azai heim yoim kemeakdushem bechinas hadas. When there's no chashmal, then the klipos are able to draw from that person's das, especially when the das is being nischadesh ne'amuna. Ki ein yecholin lavare noiga shemishom achizas habehemo lehikolel bigdusha, because then it's impossible for the person to purify the noiga, which is where the behema is plugged into, to bring it into the kedusha. The adrabba heim yoyim kemeadas chas v'sholem sheni, and then what happens is the opposite, that the klipos start drawing from the das shenichlal habehema bebchinas gimel klipos hatmeis kanal, meaning that the noiga, which is the behema, starts being drawn into the three klipos tmeis, the three evil klipos. Vazai kisheheim yoyim kemeadas. And now, when these three klipos that are tomei completely, when they start drawing from the das, they draw the das into the behema, v'nehefach yenikas hadas lahazik bekavona. And now the das becomes totally perverted, where the animal uses its intent to do damage. Kihein mazike alma, because the klipois are called mazike alma. That's their thing. They're into damaging. Nimtza sheikar mashem mazik habehema bekavono humi pegam hadas shel odom. Aydei shenistalik b'chinas hachashmal shaydei ze nimsha hadas lohem chas v'sholom b'chinos behemis v'shom nefach hadas chas v'sholom v'nimshach mize hezik bekavono hepach hadas dikdusha sheshemar mehezik. Rav Nosson Zal just reviews that therefore, how does it come to pass that an animal should have intent to do damage? Obviously, it's becoming from a defect in its owner. What's the defect? The defect is in the chashmal shebalev, which leaves the das unprotected, which allows the three klipois tmeos to draw from the das and to draw the das into tumah, into klipa, so that when the das goes into the behema, it goes in crooked. You know, it causes the behema to use das for destruction, for that, you know, which is the opposite. Das normally is a protection for destruction. Therefore, the alkein einas samud kiim b'shloisha pamim. This is why the Gemara says the rule is that the animal is not a mu'ud until three times. Dahainu bepam hashlishi nas mu'ud. On the third damage, the animal becomes a mu'ud, umeshalim nezek sholim, and pays full price. Keneged bechinas gimel klipois hanal sheyonkim chas v'sholom yadas aydei pegam alev hanal. This is referring to the three klipois that are completely tamei, that when they draw from the das as a result of a pegam alev, shaydeze nasis habehema muedes bekavona kanal. That's what causes the behema to become muad. Avol koydem lazeh. Whereas prior to the third time, adayin hu tam, the animal is still called tam, umeshalim chatzi nezek, and only pays half the damage. Ki adayin ein nichleles bohem, because at that point, the behema has not yet been taken over completely by those three klipos tmeos. Rak hu bechinas noiga, but rather the behema is still in this noiga form, shema'ulav toivora, it's still got good and bad inside of it. Chetzi toy v'chetzi ra, half good, half bad. The alkein einoy chayev rak hachetzi nezek. This is why the Torah punishes it that it pays half price. Ki ikar hashmira shel hanizikin hu al yedei hadas al yedei hachashmalanal. Because we emphasized before, the main thing that protects a person or any of his possessions from damages or from causing damage is das, and the das, in order for it to be protected, needs the chashmal shebalev, shehu bechinas shloisha avos kanal, which correspond to the concept of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov that we spoke about earlier, where we said that refers to that three-step procedure of protecting the das from chochmas chitzonius, and then the das being nichlal in emuna, in shena, and then drawing the chashmal shebalev. Sheheim machniim umevatlin hagimel klipos hanal. Those three procedures, which correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, they are machnia, the three klipos. V'nichlal noiga bigdusha. And once those three klipos that are all bad are subdued, then that's what allows the noiga to come into the kedusha. V'oz afilo habehema nishmeres mehezek legamri. And then, even that person's animals will be protected from any kind of harm, or causing any kind of harm. V'zeh b'chinas korbonos. So that's how Rav Nosson Zal explained the concept of chatzi nezek and nezek sholem and muad, you know, and three times. That behema typically is associated with klipas noiga, which is good and bad mixed together, 50-50. Therefore, when a behema causes damage, usually we charge it only 50% damage because it's coming from a place that's half good, half bad. Whereas, when we see a behema goes out of its norm completely to gore someone, that means that the three klipos tmeos are starting to be misgaber against it. That's a real serious emergency sign. And when an action like that happens three times in a row, on the third time it means this animal has been taken over completely by all three klipos tmeos, which means it's no longer chetzi toiv chetzi ra, it's kulay ra. How did that come to pass? Due to a pegam hadas in its owner, where the das became so pogum that not only isn't he able to be mesakein noiga, but rather the three klipos tmeos are taking hold of his das and drawing it into such a bad place that making the das itself be used to cause damage and destruction. V'zeh b'chinas korbonos. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is the concept of korbonos. V'zeh b'chinas hakrovas korban atomid hanemar b'maymar nal. Rabbeinu Zal, in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, chapter 37, mentions the bringing of the korban tomid. Sheyeh nichlal behema ba'odom. The concept of korbonos is to elevate the behema that it should get nichlal into odom. Sheyeh nichlal b'chinas noiga b'gdusha, which means taking the klipas noiga and elevating it to where it can become nichlal into the kedusha. Va'oz oilin kol hanitzutzai sakdusha. And when a person succeeds in doing that, then all the sparks of kedusha that had fallen into the hands of the klipos leave there and enter into the kedusha. Besoid yud alef samamonei ktoiris, in the concept of the 11 spices of the ktoiris. Va'oz nichna v'nezbatel b'chinas shoyer hamuad. And then we have the ability to be machnia the ra, which is called shor hamud, shehu bechinas toilea bigimatria shor, which corresponds to a certain klipa called toilea. Toilea means a worm, and the word toilea, the Hebrew word toilea, is bigimatria shor, ox, shenichna al yidei hakorban atomid, whereby this klipa called toilea, which is bigimatria shor, each and every one of us has the ability on a daily basis by reading the Parsha Satomid to be machniyat. Kimuva bepriyetz chayim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Vezehu bechinas oilas tomid. The Arizal says we say oilas tomid hoasiyo bahar Sinai. The word oilas is letters toilea, showing that the Korban Tomid, its purpose was to be machnia this klipa called toilea, which is bigimatria shoyer, kamaisha kosov shom, as is written in the writings of the Arizal. V'zehu lehakriv li b'moyadoi. It says in the Korban Tomid, which coincidentally we just read today, because today's Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, we read lehakriv li b'moyadoi, which you will bring to me at its appointed holiday, hanemar b'tomid, al yidei shemakriven atomid b'moyadoi, v'nichna b'chinas shoyer hamuad. By bringing the Korban Tomid at its time, Moyed is the same letters as Muad, you know, this Shor Hamuad. V'chol zeh al yidei b'chinas Yaakov kanal. And we had learned earlier that of the three avos, the most important one was Yaakov. Yaakov represented the heart, the chashmal shebelev. B'b'chinas al tiri toila'as Yaakov, k'moy shekosu b'pri etzchaim. The Arizal, when he explains the soid kavonas tamid, he mentions this fact, that Yaakov is called Toilaas, Altiri Toilaas Yaakov, Kalidei Yaakov, Nichna Bechinas Toilea Hanal, Bechinas Shor Hamuad, because it's the symbol of Yaakov, this Chashmal Shebelev, that's the most effective thing in being Machnia, this Klipa called Toilea, this Shor Hamuad, Ki Iker Bitul HaHezekes Al Yidei HaChashmal Hanal. Because the main ability to eliminate damages comes through that Chashmal HaNimshach MeBchinas Yaakov, Shu BchinasEmes Kanal. V'ze b'chinas ma'she'isa b'tikunim b'soifoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why you find in the Tikkunei Zohar at the end, it says, Bereshis bora elikim roshei tevois bova. The first three words in the Chumash, Bereshis bora elikim, the first letters of those three words spell the word bova. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, De'inun, Tlosa, Bava. This is referring to the three Bavas in Shas. Al Shoer, Al Se, Al Salma. The Zohar HaKadosh says, which refers to all the laws of damages. Dehainu kol dine momonois, Shebet Tlosa, Bavois, Ayin Shom. Ki dine nezokin Shebet Tlosa, Bavi, Heimerumozin, Betchilas HaToira, Betchilas Bria Shmai Voretz. Because these laws of damages are hinted to in the beginning of the Chumash, where it talks about the creation in heaven and earth. Because we said before, this concept, these laws of damages correspond to a yid watching his moyach, watching his chochma, shaydezeh bora hoylam, which is what was used to create the world with. Bechinas kulam bechochma asisa. As we learned earlier, that the whole world was created with chochma. This is why the first letters of Bereshis Boralikim spell the word Bava, which is the symbol of the section in Gemara which deals with the laws of damages and money matters. And the last letters of Bereshis Boralikim spell the word Emes. Ki ikar shmiras hanizokin b'chinas dinei mamon shebet losabavi heima idei emes. Because the main ability to guard oneself from these damages and everything, we said, is dependent on that chashmal shebalev, which is Yaakov, which is emes, v'doiver emes b'vavoi. B'chinas Yaakov, shaydezeh nimsha b'chinas chashmal, shaydezeh nishmar hamoyach, v'aydezeh nizbatel kol minei hezek, b'chinas as we learned earlier, that when will there cease to be damages and harm? When the world will be filled with that, when there'll be tikkun hadas, shleimus hadas, which is dependent on this chashmal shebalev, which is the emes. So therefore, within the first words of creation, Bereshis bara elokim, in the beginning Hashem created, we know that the word reshis represents chachma. There's a pasuk, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Watch how in those three words you have this whole chapter in Likutei Moharan and the whole chapter in Likutei Halachos. So, Bereishis Bara Elokim refers to Chachma. What kind of Chachma? Chachma Digdusha, where a person has succeeded in keeping out the Chachmas Chitzonius, right? And then that Chachma requires his Chachus. And we said that the Chachus is Emuna, and the Emuna requires the protection of the Chashmal Shebalev, which was called Emes Shebalev. That's why the last letters of Bereshis Bara Elokim are the word Emes. And when a person has that Chochma, and the Chochma is Beshlemus, and it's fully protected, then that person is Zoche to be protected from all kinds of damages and harm, which are discussed in the section in the Gemara called Bava. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra means first, middle, and end. Kama Metzia Basra, which is the word emes, actually. The Aleph is the beginning of the alphabet, the Mem is the middle of the Aleph base, and the Tuf is at the end of the Aleph base. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein heim tlosa bovo keneged b'chinas shloisha ovo yisanal. This is why there are three such volumes in the Gemara that deal with the laws of damages, corresponding to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, as we spoke earlier. Shal yodom ikar hashmira minizokin kanal. Because that's the main shmira from damages, when a person establishes those three items. V'ho ikar alidei Yaakov shekolo mishloshton shubchinas emes. The main player is Yaakov Avinu, because he's the combination of all three, and he is the symbol of emes. Titein emes li Yaakov. Now, Rav Nosson Zal summarizes the whole thing with a certain pasuk. This is what it says in the Navi, Koi Omar Hashem El Yaakov Asher Podo Es Avraham. This is what Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, who redeemed Avraham. He saved Avraham. Ki al yidei b'chinas Yaakov nitzoy l'Avraham shu b'chinas ha'chochma kanam. Because as based on our learning, it's the concept of Yaakov, it's that chashmal shebalev, that's the protection for the Chachma, which is called Avraham. V'zehu asher podo es Avraham dehainu me'ur kazdin. When did Yaakov save Avraham? When Avraham Avinu was thrown into the burning furnace by Nimrod. Shebizchus Yaakov mitzal Avraham me'ur kazdin. It's brought that at that time Avraham Avinu's saving grace was Yaakov. Even though Yaakov Avinu hadn't been born yet, he was saved in his zechus. Because we learned earlier that from the concept of Yaakov, which is emes shebelev, from there comes chashmal. Ve'esh ha-chashmal soyref u'machnia ho'esh shel ha-sidrachro sheroitzach ha-sveshom eskabra lavrom shu'achochmo. And the fire of Kedusha, the fire of chashmal, has the ability to destroy the fire of the sidrachro, which wants to destroy Avraham, who is the symbol of Chochmah. Ki mehoesh yotzu vohoesh toichlin. Because there's a pasuk that says that the tumah, the klipos, come from fire, and fire is what destroys them. V'alkein, kishoesh shel ha-sitrachra rotzo lehisacheiz v'Avraham. Therefore, when the fire of the sitrachra wanted to take hold of Avraham, bebchinas ha-chochmah, then yotzo esh mehachashmal hanimshach mebchinas Yaakov. What happened was a fire came forth from chashmal, which comes from Yaakov, v'sorafoysam, and destroyed them. V'nizbatel esh shelohem, and their fire became null and void, v'loyhoyoyochoy lishloy b'Avram, and it couldn't do damage or take control over Avram. It couldn't harm Avraham. Ki mehoesh yotzu v'hoesh toichlim. Because the klipos, the tumah, comes from fire, and fire has the ability to destroy them. V'zeh b'chinas, and with this also we could understand a pasuk that says, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avraham eskor, v'oretz eskor. I'll remember my covenant with Yaakov, with Yitzchok, with Avraham, and I'll remember the land. Ki shnei ha-migdoshois shohayu keneged Avraham v'Yitzchok, Nechrevu Kanal, because we know that the first two Beis Hamikdashes, which corresponded to Avram and Yitzchak, both of them were destroyed eventually. Ki Iker Hashmiro Al Yedei Bechinas Yaakov Kanal, because we learned earlier that the main protection is only from Yaakov through that Chashmal Shebelev. V'alkein Liosid Sheyia Geula Shleima Yia Beis Hamikdash B'schus Yaakov. Therefore, when we talk about the final redemption, then that third Beis Hamikdash is going to be in the Zchus of Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein mono hakosu v'esa'ovo islehepech v'hischol miYaakov t'chila. And it's for this reason that we find that this pasuk lists the Ovois upside down, and it lists Yaakov first. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei shiyanimshach sukas sholem b'chinas chashmal anal b'chinas Yaakov. Because the main tikkun will only come to be when we're able to draw that light of chashmal, that holiness, that which is called the sukkah. We mentioned earlier that Yaakov corresponds to sukkos. To draw that from Yaakov, and the Beis Hamikdash is called sukas sholem. And the only shlemus is going to be when it's coming from Yaakov. And when you have that light coming from Yaakov, that's what protects the emuna. Bechinas Sheino, Bechinas Lailo, Bechinas Yitzchok. The emuna which represents the sleep, which represents the nighttime, which is corresponds to Yitzchok, as we learned earlier. V'zehu va'af es brisi Yitzchok. Va'yidei ho'emuna. Again, at first we'll have the zchus of Yaakov. The zchus of Yaakov will protect the emuna, the Sheina, the Yitzchok. And once the emuna is fully protected, then it can help to complete the chokhmah, which is the concept of Avraham. V'zehu v'yafes brisi Avraham. Because in the beginning, when Avram and Yitzchak preceded Yaakov, therefore it wasn't possible for the Moyach to have Shlemus. That's why from Avram came a Yishmael, from Yitzchak came an Esau, and that's why the two Batei Mikdoshes that they represent were both able to be destroyed. Which represents Esav and Yishmael. However, in the future, when Mashiach will come, Hashem's going to do a reversal. Sheyaschil miYaakov. Hashem is going to start from Yaakov, which represents that Chashmal Shebelev. And once you're starting from Yaakov, you have the ability to fully protect.
Then Hashem is going to remember Eretz Yisrael to return the Yidden to their land. And Hashem will build a Beis Hamikdash which will stand permanently. Because the Pasuk says that Hashem has destroyed the Beis Hamikdash with fire, and He's going to rebuild it with fire. Ka'amor, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani ehe lo nu'um Hashem choymas eish soviv. I will be, for her, for the Jewish people, a wall of fire that encircles them and protects them. The Kanal, as we learned earlier, Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, we conclude this halacha.